We got the power in the name of. We got the power. We got the power in the name of the Lord. The Satan rages. We cannot be. We can never be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Give me your hand. Well, let's agree together, my brother, my sister. Where all our enemies crumble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in it. Shall be bound in heaven at the name of Jesus. Satan is to flee. We got the power in the name of. We got the power. We got the power. In the name of the Lord, the Satan rages, though he rages and he rages. We can never be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, he tried to stop us. The Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we'll keep marching on. Oh, winning over rebellion with the Lord on our side. We got the power. In the name of, we got the power. We got power. In the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, though he rages and he rages, we can never be defeated. We got the power. In the name of the Lord. Next verse. Una cecila, vemino isusa, spoti minia, eto silia danas, hoste, alleluia. We got the power in the name of. We got the power. We got the power in the name of the. In the name of the Lord, though Satan rages, though he rages and he rages. Got the power in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, oh, oh, hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Take me past the outer courts into that holy place, past the blazing altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Take me in tonight, Lord. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Please take me into the holiest of holies. Take me in. Let the coat cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coat tonight, Lord. Take the coat. Cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me tonight. Take me past the outer courts to that holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests, oh, sing your praise. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me, Jesus. Take me into the holiest of holies. Oh, take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal, my Lord. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Jesus, I want to die to my will. Be born anew in your grace. For as I am, I cannot please you. And all I want to see is your face.
Hallelujah!
Oh, thine will be done.
Be done.
Be done in my life.
Not my will, Lord,
not my will, Lord, but thine be done in my whole life.
When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil spread. It's present, Lord,
God's presence, I'm a blessing.
Oh, I must decrease, he must increase.
Your power in me is there,
I believe.
For this you bled on Calvary. Your bride's no longer a mystery.
Thine will, Lord,
thine will be done. Be done in my heart.
Not my will, Lord, but thine be done.
Be done in my heart.
When I do good, when I do good, evil's present.
In God's presence, I'm a blessing. Jesus, I want to die, you must live. In your word, there's grace.
Grace to believe. I won't let you go till you bless me.
Like Jacob, I'll wrestle till I'm free.
Thine will, Lord,
thine will be done. Be done in my heart.
Oh, not Thy will, O God, Thy be done.
Be done in my whole life.
When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present.
In God's presence, I'm a bliss.
When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present.
In God's presence, I'm a blessing.
Saints, we do greet you in Jesus' name. In God's presence, we are blessing. That's wonderful, yeah? Just want to greet Brother Juvenis and his family. I think many of the saints have met Brother Juvenis, our good, precious brother from Lithuania, from Klaipeda. The saints remember him some years back, Christmas time, he was here with his family, Sister Odronia and the children. Really glad to have them here. Also, we want to greet Brother Greg's friend, Vishnu. He's here from Carlo as well. Brother Greg, he's doing the work of an evangelist. May the Lord bless him for that. That's a wonderful thing. So he's a real fine man. Vishnu, let's pray for him. I really do believe that he's seeking for the reality of God. May God help him to find that. Let's open our Bible, Saints, to Isaiah chapter 6. Let's read from verse 1 just to get a thought. We'd like to come to prayer this evening. So we want to just take a thought. Really to thank the saints for prayer for our good delivery of Timothy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It was really powerful. You know, you don't know how much prayer is real. When we were there in the delivery chamber, we'd been there from the morning. Heart had was got to a stage, it was tough. Gitana was really, really in pain. You know, when you find someone saying, I'm dying. You know, it's not easy delivery. My. And you'll be looking at it and you'll be thinking back to Eden and saying, yeah, this is really not easy. And then there just came a time, and I'm telling the truth, the presence of God just came in. And Gitana, she said it after, she said to me, she said, you know, I could feel the praise of the saints. It was so real to me. I was sitting on the chair next to it, and honestly, the Lord's presence just came. And normally Gitana takes 30-something hours, just 2.5 hours. It was really so powerful. So we really did appreciate the praise of the saints. It really helped. It really did. For me to think people hadn't been praying and that the Lord didn't answer prayer, I'd be a fool. It was really a blessed thing. And I really do thank the saints for that. May the Lord be praised for that. Let's read Isaiah 6 verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Father, once again, we pray that you'll bless your word unto us upon this evening. Father, we've come to your house. How wonderful it is to be in your house. How wonderful to be in the midst of your people. How wonderful, Lord, to come and sit at your feet. How wonderful, Lord, by faith, to enter in beyond the veil. Father, to come unto the place where your glory dwells, Father, above the mercy seat. Father, to come unto the blood of the Lamb upon this night. And Father, to come with boldness, Lord, because of this new and living way that you have made through the rent veil. Father, we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for answered prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness of your people. We thank you, Lord, for the saints that are visiting us, Lord, and the visitors in our gates. Father, we just long and pray that this would be the day that you've ordained, that, Father, you'd bless them indeed. Father, and just reveal yourself And even in your word, help us to fellowship, lead us to pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated, saints. It's really as good to get back into the house of the Lord. We haven't been here since the Sunday, not the Sunday, the previous week. You really miss fellowship. I'm sure you're the same as me, huh? You know, you so much miss being with the saints. You so much miss the house of the Lord. You so much miss worship. I just wonder how people can ever get used to not going to church. Now, to choose not to go to the house of the Lord. I just pray I never get to that situation in my life. After 2-3 days without fellowship, you start to feel it. No, you want fellowship once again. Because the Lord has commanded His blessing. Where 2 or 3 gather in His name. And God has an appointed time and an appointed place. And you know, I always can tell somebody has got a real spiritual disease when they're wanting to, you know, move somewhere where there's no fellowship, or you know, they're thinking down that kind of a line. You know, it's a powerful thing if you think about it. Because the soul, sometimes your flesh, it can have a hard time. You know, sometimes your human spirit, you can go through things you don't understand. But the soul of a believer, like Brother Wilmer was praying, it thirsts for the presence of God. Like David said, how he thirsted for the courts of God. You know, he says, there's just one thing that I desire, and this will I seek after. Imagine David, there was, at that time he was fleeing from his enemies. At that time he was separated from the tabernacle. At that time, maybe it was Absalom, I think, was trying to seek his life. He was having to camp out there in the wilderness. And in the presence of God, and to show it wasn't just words, but it was really his heart's desire, because God recorded in the Psalms, David says, one thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell, yeah, in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Yeah, and I think that's really the symptom, the sign of a soul that is in a good, healthy condition, is that your soul desires fellowship. You know, Satan will try to keep you from it. He'll try to get you so busy in this life. But it doesn't take much to get a believer to thirst. When David says, my soul thirsts after thee, after the living God. You know, I'm not thirsting for religion. I don't want religion. I'm not thirsting for ceremonies or tradition. My soul thirsts after the living God. And Jesus said that. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy burdened and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And he said, come and drink. Come unto me, all ye that thirst, and drink rivers of living water. It's very real, saints. You know, God's presence is real. His word is hidden manna indeed. You know, it's life. You know, the message of the hour, it's manna. It's the hidden manna. The prophet speaks in the church age book about it being hidden manna. He says, what is that hidden manna? He says, it's the portion of the priest. You know, when you'd been washed and you'd been anointed and you'd been dressed by Moses, then the priest could go in to the place that the ordinary man couldn't go in. Now, those people who maybe just knew the forgiveness of their sin, they would just come to the brazen altar. I'm trying to speak a bit slower. It's not easy sometimes because we forget about interpreting. But those people would come just to the brazen altar and offer a sacrifice for their sin. Now, that's a certain kind of relationship. That's a certain kind of a life. But there was the priesthood. And they were ordained unto something far greater than that. They were ordained to come within the veil. They were ordained to come to the place where the Shekinah dwelt. And when they got there, there was the pot of manna that had been taken and had been put inside of there. And it was kept fresh by the presence of God. And they could come and they could taste of that manna. And friends, His word is manna indeed. When Jesus says, this is my body broken for you, eat my flesh and drink my blood. They didn't understand it in those days. But we've come today with the desire. We want to eat His flesh. He's the manna that came. He's the bread that came down from heaven. We've come to drink His blood. We've come to drink of the living water, the life that was in the blood that was released. That's the only thing it can satisfy. Religion will never satisfy. Nothing else will satisfy. You know, and you find some of the most miserable people in the world are message believers when they get out of the presence of God. And I don't think you'll find a person who's more miserable because you know so much. You've experienced so much. And now when you come to that place where he's not real to you at that time. Ah, friends, you're like a fish out of water. You're like an eagle without wings. You know that one song says. You know, it's like you just don't find your place. We find our identification in the Word. Outside of the message, friends, I don't have an identification. I don't have an identification. I have no purpose in this life outside of this message. You know, you can try to be a big shot at work. It's okay. You know, we can try to achieve good things. There's nothing wrong with that. But to the soul of a believer, you'll never be satisfied just with that. You'll appreciate the Lord's blessing. You'll appreciate what the Lord's done for you. But that's not your satisfying portion. When Abraham looked around and he saw all the other people with so many things, and he went to the Lord and said, Lord, you know, I'm going childless. What about me? He says, Abraham, I am your satisfying portion. And the Lord is the portion. He's the inheritance of his people. It's he himself. That's why the song says, take the world, but give me Jesus. You know, that you'll be satisfied, though he may put you on Patmos. But as long as you can get in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, you're going to be satisfied there. Now, he may commit you to prison like Paul. But Paul, all he just needed, what did he say to Timothy? He says, look, Timothy, he didn't say, bring me lots of things. He says, bring the books. He says, bring the cloak and bring the books. That's a real man of God when he was in prison. He didn't ask for a lot of comfort. He wanted the Word. You know, he wanted to be in the Word. You know, because God's presence is transmitted in his Word. You know, his Word is saturated with his life. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit in their life. And that's the truth. You know, if you get in the Spirit and you feed on his Word, you're partaking of his life. And it satisfies. It's like a little baby, like our little guy there at home when he doesn't have enough milk. And he'll be kicking and fussing. Just put him to his mom's breast. Let him nurse once again and everything's under control. And he lies there so peacefully. All is under control because he's been nursing from the breast. And God is El Shaddai. He's the breasted God. And we can nurse strength from the Old and the New Testament. He's got two breasts. He's the breasted God. You know, and it's powerful how God would represent himself in these kind of ways. That we can nurse strength from him. He says, even the young men shall get weary and even completely faint. We've all been there. You get to the stage, you're at the end of yourself, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as an eagle. Now they shall run and not be weary. You know, we can be like Elijah, that we've tried to serve the Lord, you've tried your best, you get discouraged, you're running away from Jezebel, now you're not in the Spirit the way that you used to be, and the Lord understands, and he sends the angel. And the prophet says he sent the angel with the softest hands. And he put him to sleep and said, Elijah, just sleep on. And while Elijah was asleep, the angel cooked him those cakes, baked him those cakes, and woke him up and said, Elijah, rise and eat, for the journey is long. And Elijah ate and drank, and he went back to sleep, and then he ate and drank again. And he went in the strength of that meat, the strength of that food, for 40 days. Friends, that's what it's like. You know, sometimes just one good service can boost you for weeks. Just one good service, one good message, you put it on. And God ministers you through just one message. You can go in the strength of that revelation for 40 days and 40 nights. You can just keep meditating on that and feeding on that and enjoying the blessing of that for 40 days and 40 nights. You know, that's what it is with God and his Word. And that's when you find, like we said the other week, people wanting to tell people to burn their Bibles. Friends, I don't understand things like that. This is the most precious thing. Outside of the life and death and resurrection of Christ, there's nothing more precious that God gave to us but his Word. The Word was made flesh. This is the Word on the pages of the book. And people are thinking we don't need this Word. We need some sinful man's revelation, some sinful man's understanding of things. Shame on them, friends. If ever you see me burning this Bible, you come and you do whatever it takes to bring me back to my senses, because I've been overtaken of a seducing spirit. I've been overtaken of something, because salvation lies in here. This is God's absolute. God has no other word. Now, God's never going to give us anything outside of this. Remember, they came to the prophet. That man was trying to trick him and said, I'm sure when the seals open, whatever, it's going to be some new thing. And the prophet said, it's not going to be any new thing. It's going to be the revelation of what's already inside of here. Because at the end of this book, it says, if you add or you take away, the plagues that are written in this book will be added to you. And if you take away from the prophecy of this book, the plagues that are in this book will be added to you. And your name shall be taken from the book of life. It's a serious thing, friends. But it's a real seducing spirit. I was speaking with Brother James up in the north this weekend when just before we went to the hospital. And, you know, Brother James Machaya had sent me something from Facebook. One brother we used to worship with who's also been caught up in this move of this guy from Ivory Coast who says you must baptize in his name. And I was surprised. And I said, buddy, this was a strong brother in the faith and now he's been caught up in these things. And he posted on his Facebook page why we should burn our Bibles and why we should burn the message books. Hey, and I read it and he said, whenever God sends a prophet, all that's gone before, we don't need it anymore. He says, when a prophet comes on the scene, there's only life in the books of that prophet. What that prophet says is the book of life. And anything else, you don't need it anymore. You know, the first thing I thought, Daniel chapter 9. Daniel was reading the book of Jeremiah. He says, I, Daniel, was reading books that I understood by books. And Jesus himself coming, what does he do? He takes Isaiah. And he opens and he says, this day the scripture is fulfilled. I said, friends, this is a grievous spirit of error. And then I went to find out and I found out that some big people who we knew in the message had been caught up in this. And I said that to Brother James. I said, brother, I don't understand this. And he said, I phoned the pastor back home, Brother James. He said, and I asked him, because his right-hand man's been caught up in this move. And he said, Pastor, how can it be? He said, this is a very strong spirit, this one. This is a very strong seducing spirit. Don't play with this spirit sense. Don't give an opportunity. Because when you're like us now and you're in your right mind, you'll be looking at the people and saying, how can this be? Like if you think of people coming out of Egypt and worshiping a golden calf. Imagine, there's the presence of God, the fire, the cloud is on the mountain. They can see the cloud. And then somebody comes to them and makes an image, a golden calf, and says, these be your gods, O Israel, they brought you out of Egypt. And you think, how can people in their right mind bow down to such a thing? It's a spirit, friends. It's a very strong spirit of delusion. It's a seducing spirit. It's that same seducing spirit that came to Eve in the Garden of Eden. And you know where the problem comes in? We get too used to the message of the hour. We're looking for some new thing. I don't want any new things, friends. I still haven't got into the fullness of this message. There's still multitudes of messages I've never read. And of the messages I've read, I'm sure I've only... The virtue I've received from those messages is just a fraction of the virtue that's in those messages. There's no need for us to go and look for anything else. Friends, we just need to get more in the Spirit and seek the Spirit of revelation to dig deeper into the things that we've already got. Because everything that we need is in the books and tapes. And that is our satisfying portion as a bride. But I really, when I spoke to Brother James on Saturday, I said, yeah, Lord, thank you for that. No, because I looked at some brothers that are ministers in the message and so forth that we used to be with. And now they're following. You know, and they've disfellowshipped all of us from the message. They say we're not message believers because we in the evening light, they're the midnight cry and so forth. But friends, pity them because it's a spirit of error. It's a grievous spirit of error. Like we showed the other week that if God reveals his glory to you, he brings you out in the message of the hour. You then forsake that revelation and go back and make another image. Your name is in danger of being blotted out of the book of life. Because it happened right from the beginning of the Bible to the end. To forsake the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to be baptized in the name of a man. What are you doing? You're saying that this man Jesus, this manifestation of God as Jesus Christ is of no benefit to me anymore. That my salvation is in the name of a man. Born of a man and a woman. Jesus was born of a woman, but he wasn't born. There was nothing of Mary in him. He was virgin born. He was perfect. He was spotless. He was the Lamb of God. Now you want to take a man born in sin, shapen in iniquity, and you want to take that man's name and put it in the place of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, let me tell you one thing. A genuine message believer is very jealous about the name of Jesus. A genuine message believer, don't come and try to do anything that insults my Savior, because you and I are not going to be friends. The moment you try to take away from what Christ has done or who Christ is, you and I, we're not going to fellowship much anymore. Because I'm jealous for Him. When I hear people trying to take away from the work of Christ, friends, how does it make you feel? I'm sure it makes you feel the same as me. Yeah, that's a perfect work. A perfect man. You can't go and read the life of Jesus, read about Jesus, pray to Jesus, fellowship with Jesus, and then be satisfied with some sinful man coming to tell you you need to burn this perfect revelation of God. The only perfect book that's ever been written is this book. All other books have their mistakes. But this is the only absolute that we have. And that's why the message comes to shine light upon the absolute. Everything the prophet taught, we can take it back to the Bible. Because it's a restoration of the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Friends, let's pray for those saints, because it's dangerous. They're on very dangerous ground. They're changing the image of the invisible God into corruptible things. The saints were saying, I think when Brother Will was speaking to some of the saints there, they were saying that Philip Kakao, the Kaku, whatever, the new name of God, whatever, that when they now are baptized in His name, that's where they got life. I'm not saying there's no life there, but it's a perverted life. It's not the life of the Lamb. It's not the token life. And it's only the token life that's going to see us through, friends. It's the life that was in the blood. That's the token life. Everything else, friends, it's a delusion. It's a deception of the enemy. I don't care if they raise the dead. I don't care if they can tell you the future. I don't care what they can do. The Bible says if they do not speak according to the law and the prophets, there's no light inside of them. Have nothing to do with that. In the Old Testament, under the law of Moses, you know what Moses, the Lord told Moses? If somebody comes to you and tries to turn you away from the true and living God, put him to death. Whether it be your father, your mother, whatever earthly tie that it is. Friends, there's nothing more important than your soul. And that one there puts your soul in peril, because you're worshipping another God. It's like Dan and Ephraim. You know, it's a man who makes his own empire. And he, like Jeroboam did, remember? And he doesn't want people to go back and worship in Jerusalem, the bride. He wants to keep them to himself. So he knows the only way I can keep people with me is I've got to make another system of worship. And they establish a golden calf. Then they put it in Dan and they put it in Ephraim. And that spirit of delusion, that real spirit of deception came and anointed those people. And instead of fleeing with their lives back to Jerusalem, to the temple, to the Shekinah presence, to the mercy seat, they gave too much of an ear to those things. And in the end, what did they do? They went and they worshipped. And they thought nothing had happened. They thought this is good, because you know how Satan is a spirit as well, friends. He anoints people. When the devil's being worshipped, there's great anointing. There's zeal, there's joy. No, there's power, there's manifestation. And they thought they got away with it. But when it came time for God to look in the records of life, in the coming into the millennium, in the tribulation period, there was no Dan and there was no Ephraim. When it came time for Israel to receive the inheritance, for Moses and Elijah to come and reveal Christ to them, for the last half of the 70th week of Daniel, the greatest blessing, when the Redeemer shall come to Zion and take away ungodliness from Jacob, for them to experience the third pull, when the heavens are shut during the time of their prophecy and so forth, because of that worship of an image that wasn't the message of the hour, friends, Their names weren't there. Their names had been blotted out from under heaven, out of the record, the annals of life, because they bowed down and worshipped an image. Yet before that, they had the revelation of the genuine God. God had revealed himself to them. If it's ignorance, remember Paul says, Peter said in the Bible, the days of ignorance God winks at. But friends, when we sin willfully after we've come to a knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin. And that's what we've got to be careful of. And this is a great deceptive delusion, friends. Like we saw, it's that same spirit that came in the days of the prophet. We read it there from Perry Green. Those people that were baptizing in the name of William Branham. And then Brother Branham, he heard about it. He says, I heard up in Canada, they were baptizing in my name. And the Lord showed him that vision. And it was a black and yellow serpent among the people. And the prophet was going to kill that thing, going to shoot it. And somebody told him in the vision, no, take a stick, beat it with a stick. Remember, I think it was, and he did whatever, but he never killed it. And it went into a small puddle of water. And the prophet in the vision thought, that's okay, it'll die. But let me tell you the truth, friends, it never died. And it's not a small pool of water it's in now. It's in a great, great lake of water. Because there's many people that are being led astray in these things. You know, in the days of Daniel, what was the great sin that Nebuchadnezzar wanted? He made the image of Daniel and told people, come and bow down before Belteshazzar, the image of a holy man. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when it was put to them to say, come and bow down to this image, they said, well, if it seems good to you, O king, we are not even going to hesitate to answer you. No matter what it means, a fiery furnace that's going to cost us our lives, we're not bowing down to the image. No matter how much a holy man this man was, we only bow down to one, to the eternal himself, who was incarnate and came down to us as the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything else is a deception, friends. But Satan comes right in. He comes right into the message of the hour every time. Right into the camp of Israel at Mount Sinai and tells them, bring your earrings and so forth, and they make a golden calf. And when Moses came down, he realized the seriousness of what they had done. And Moses said, I better go and try to make intercession for you. And he goes up in the mountain and he says to the Lord, he says, Lord, the people have sinned a great sin. And now, if possible, Lord, blot my name out of your book. And God says, all of them that have sinned against me, I'll blot their name out of my book. It's a serious thing, friends, that when you know truth, when you know revealed truth, when God has come according to the order and pattern of his word and has revealed himself, to be deceived and deluded and give yourself over and go backwards now and turn your back on that truth and go and worship something made by the hands of man, a revelation of man, the opinions of people, the doctrines of people. You've got to be careful because God looks very severely upon that. And then we saw that it wasn't only the Old Testament. Remember the prophets, we saw it in the Church Age book, and the prophet said, he says, this issue of names being blotted out of the book of life is a serious one and deserves a serious study. And he says, when Judas, although he had been initiated into the mysteries, friends, he knew the mysteries of the kingdom, the message of the hour, though he had been given a ministry of power, which was not inferior to the ministry of the other apostles, though his name had been written in heaven. And Jesus says, don't rejoice because demons are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. When Judas, brethren, says, had been chosen by God, had been given a ministry, had the mysteries, had his name recorded in heaven. The prophet says, but when he rejected the truth, the revelation of the Son of Man, which is the message of the hour, and he went and joined himself with the false vine forces, with the system that was made by man. Brother Rem says his name was removed from the book of life. And Brother Rem says, and before the end, he says, multitude of names of Gentiles will be removed from the book of life. He says, when they reject the truth in the end time and go and join up with that council. So rejecting the truth and then going and joining up with something else, friends. Proverb says, their names will be blotted out of the book of life. It's a serious thought, friends. It's a serious thing. It's delusion. It's a great seducing spirit. It's that same serpent who came to Eve. The same serpent who said, you don't need to be satisfied to this message that your husband preaches to you, this revelation of Jehovah. You can be like God. You know, offering you something, wanting something more. No, we wanted to look for something more exciting. We wanted to look for something deeper. Let's be careful of that, friends. The devil gets into that desire if we're not careful. And he comes and offers us an alternative now. He says, you'll be like God. God knows that if you eat of this tree, you'll become like God. Your eyes will be opened. You'll become wise, knowing all things. And that was true, in a sense. But it was a perverted truth. And when now she went and she ate of that tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, what does it did it do? It separated her from eternal life straight away. As soon as she partook, she was separated from eternal life. Until an atonement was made for her by God Himself to bring her back into fellowship. But that deception, she being deceived. And then like Brother David Nash was saying there, how Adam, because of the cry of his wife, he stepped out of eternal life to take her sin upon himself because of the greatness of his love. Friends, believing that error cost them so much. Amen. I was thinking of in the hospital when you see a woman in labor pains, when you see that anguish, that pain. I was thinking of Eve. I was thinking when she brought forth her twins, Cain and Abel. And there was that anguish and that sorrow, how they were banished from the Garden of Eden. They couldn't come anymore and partake of the tree of life. But the cherubim were put there at the east of Eden, and an altar was made, and now they came under a secondary system of worship. They never had the relationship they used to have. They lost their oneness with God. They lost their fellowship with God. Adam lost his authority. Adam lost his dominion. Adam lost his inheritance. He lost the title deed. He lost it all because of that seducing spirit. It's seducing, but you'll pay a great price, friends. It's like we were saying about these boys that are anointed with seducing spirits. And they come and try to seduce girls. And they offer them so much. And in the end, what is it? You have a disgrace in your life. Such a blemish. And if you're not careful, you bear a scar that you can never ever be brought back to the position and the condition that you were. That's what the devil does. It seems, you know, so right at the time. Because you're looking for something beyond the Word of God. Friends, I'm perfectly satisfied with God's Word. Everything we need to satisfy the soul is in God's Word. And everything God wanted to say to us in this age is in the message of the hour. If it doesn't say it in the message of the hour, we don't need it, friends. The prophet, God never laid and burdened the prophet with it. Everything we need to overcome in this age, everything we need to understand and to prevail, it's in the message of the hour. Let's open Genesis 14. Just to show, you know, that God really knows that His revelation is all that we need. Now verse 17, Genesis 14. It says, this is when Abraham came back from the slaughter of the kings. When Abraham had really stepped into the spirit of Christ and had gone to redeem his fallen brother Lot. And had pursued right the way to Dan, to the borders of Israel. And now came back. And look what Satan does. Abraham just had a victory. He's just fulfilled Christ. He's really been Christ-like. He's had a great victory. And it says in verse 17, and the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him. at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale. This king of Sodom. Now this king of Sodom was going to come and make him a proposition. Was going to come and offer him things. Was going to come and appeal to him in some kind of a way. And God looked down and he saw this king of Sodom coming. And God knew, before the king of Sodom gets to my son, I need to fellowship with him first. And in verse 18, how it changes, it's strange. And it says, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. I love that. We're living in the days of the king of Sodom. We saw what happened in America on the weekend, friends. I'm sure you saw the photos of the White House in its rainbow colors and all that sort of stuff. You know, the Supreme Court and its you know, ruling on marriage in America and so forth. Friends, we're living in the days of the king of Sodom. But God has a remedy to whatever the world can offer. And it's Melchizedek's bread and wine. It's that revelation of himself. It's that personal fellowship with him. And that's how when the king of Sodom was coming, Melchizedek came down first. God came down in his theophany. And he came down with that heavenly bread, and he came down with that heavenly wine. And he came and he spoke to Abraham, verse 19, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thine hands. And he gave him tithes of all. Now friends, that fellowship that you have, when God reveals himself to you in your age, it's the remedy to any situation. It is so satisfying to fellowship with him. When he comes down and breaks the bread to you, when you drink of his wine, that stimulation of revelation, that's in the unveiled word for your day. The prophet says, that's what his brother Max was speaking at Sunday school the other week about the bread and the wine. Hurt not the bread, and that stimulation of revelation. That bread, the finest of the wheat, that broken body, that word that became flesh. The prophet says, that body word of the Son of Man that we're feeding upon in the messenger of the hour. But there's lots of alternatives out there as well, friends. Satan's going to want to get us pulled aside after this and pulled aside after that. But as a believer, let your soul be centered on the absolute. Let your soul know its origin and its birth. What is it that you were born under? You were born of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. You were born again under the message of the hour. That's where he redeemed you. That's where he revealed himself to you. That's where he delivered you. We don't need anything else, friends. You don't need anything else. When David came to Goliath that day, he didn't need anything new. It was a new challenge, but he didn't need anything new. He just took that which he had proved. That little slingshot and those five stones. That's all that he needed. Saul wanted to give him something new and said, you need this armor. You know, it's a new something that you need. And David took it off and says, I haven't proved this. God's never vindicated this to me. This is something new. I don't need something new like this. And David just took his shepherd's bag and he took his little slingshot. And he went in the name of the Lord. And the same God who had ministered to him in the days of his youth with the lion and the bear was the same God that allowed him to overcome that situation using the same things God had taught him in the days of his youth. We don't need new things, friends. What we need sometimes to do is to go back and remember the victories gone by. Go back and fellowship again with the revelation that is given to you in days of the past. Go back and worship him and thank him for previous manifestations, previous times that he's visited you. Go back once again and polish up the lessons that he's taught you and the experiences that he's taken you through. And let's remember how it started with David. It started when the prophet was sent to him. Out of all of his brothers, the prophet was sent to him. And the prophet came and separated him and anointed him, and the Spirit of God came upon him. And that's when David now started to learn how to handle things in the way that God had called him to handle things. Not everybody was called to use a slingshot like David, but he learned the weapon of his harp, how he could cast out evil spirits from Saul. because of that gift, when the anointing would come upon the gift and God would use that gift of music to bring deliverance. And then David, he knew, using that gift of that slingshot. That's how the prophet preached the message, what is in thine hand? You don't need something new. When God met Moses in the Shekinah glory, Moses was thinking, but Lord, it was better you came when I was in the army and I was the general of multitudes of troops. And how am I ever going to deliver the people now? And God says to him, what is in your hand? What is it that you've been carrying around all this time? He said, Moses, you don't need something new. That same rod that you've had all this time, put it in my hands. You put yourself in my hands, and I'll show you what we can do with that. And that became the judgment rod, which opened the Red Sea, which called the plagues down upon Egypt. Didn't need anything new. When it came time, they needed water from the rock. What did Moses use? That same rod to smite the rock for the waters to come forth. Friends, we don't need anything new. What is in your hand? What has God proved to you? Friends, God hasn't proved to me being baptized in some other person's name. I know when I was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, something happened to me. My life was never the same. Why do I now need to go and be baptized in some sinful man's name? That's an abomination, friends, honestly. It's a detestable thing in the eyes of God. To forsake the God of your youth, to forsake those ancient paths that God has vindicated to you, that God has confirmed to you over and over again in your personal experience, to forsake that and to go and try to find some new something. The prophet says, my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken me, the fountains of living water. It's as if that's not bad enough, they've hewn out for themselves cisterns. Broken cisterns that can hold no water. Ah, friends, it's a sad thing. It's a sad thing. To forsake Him, the fountains of living water. And we go to a cistern full of man-made things. Tadpoles and frogs. And that's got algae inside of it. Water that's not even fit to drink. It's like taking those books those people print. They're not even fit to read, friends. They're not even fit to consider. If you're going to burn anything, those are the things we need to burn. We don't need to be burning this, friends. This is the most precious thing. This people shed their blood for, friends. People died at the stake. People were burnt. People were put in prison for this. This, the original, unchanging revelation of God. And you want to forsake this and take some sinful man's ideas. And you want to exalt it above this. I think you have a spiritual, I won't say insanity, but a spiritual amnesia. You've forgotten who you are. You've forgotten where you came from. You've forgotten the origin of your faith. You've forgotten the source of your victory. And you're gone and you're hewing out some new thing. The prophet says, don't take the new thing. It's there, they'll be flying everywhere. We don't need the new things, friends. He says, do you think you could talk Moses out of the presence of God when he had met him at the pillar of at the burning bush? You could never talk Moses to go and worship someone. He had met God. He knew who he was. Friends, once you've met Jesus, you don't want anything else. Like Brother Billy Paul says, he says, when I met my wife, I stopped looking. And he says, when I found this message, I stopped looking as well. Friends, I'm not looking anymore. I found everything that my soul could ever desire in the message of the hour. I just wish I could get more of that message in me. That's all that I wish. I wish I just had more time to feed upon these things that God has stored up for us. What was the prophet's vision? Store up the food. When the people were leaving and all that, remember Fred Sothman and them in the vision. And then the Lord said to Brother, store up the food. And he says, in the storehouse was the Branham Tabernacle. And he says, and we were storing in great cucumbers and lettuces and cauliflowers. We were storing them up. And then the prophet interpreted, he says, that's when the Lord sent me back and I preached on the pyramids and I preached on all these things. The statue of a perfect man, and that he says, we are storing up the food. Storing up the food, what for? The time of Elijah's famine. And we're in the time of famine now, friends. We're in the time of famine, but the widow woman, she had in plenty to eat, friends. She had plenty. As long as she entertained Elijah, she didn't need to go and look for something else. She had a jar, a barrel of meal that never ever went empty. She had a cruse of oil that never went dry. And it shows if we just stay faithful, the revelation of this message will never cease. Right until the end of this age. And the anointing that's upon this message, the cruse of oil, is all that you're going to need to see it through to the end. Imagine that woman there in the midst of the famine, leaving her house and say, I'm getting tired of this Elijah. Let me go and find some other prophet. That's exactly what people are doing. They're leaving Elijah when God has sent Elijah to them. Like he sent Elijah to that woman of Zarephath. That was God's grace. And now they say, hey, this isn't interesting anymore. You know, let's go and find something new. And they're leaving Elijah behind. Going and trying to find something else. Oh, friends, you'll perish in the famine. It's like we said, when people leave truth, they always have a revival for a season. The fig leaves are green for a season, like Adam and Eve. But it doesn't take long, they start to wither. Doesn't take long and they start to realize, but hey, this isn't quite what we thought that it was going to be. Because Satan does that all the time. He seduces you. He makes you think it's going to be some great something. And then when he's got you in the trap, when he's got you in the snare, then he reveals who he really is. Then he shows the real purpose behind what he was doing. And then you'll find out this isn't what we thought. Like Israel when they were in the promised land and they got used to worshiping Jehovah and they got tired. And they started looking across the Jordan River. And they started seeing people worshiping Dagon. And they started seeing people worshiping Chemosh and Baal and all these things. And they wanted to worship those gods. They didn't want to worship plain old Jehovah anymore. You know what God did to them in the end? He took them into captivity. He allowed those Babylonians and them to come and take them into captivity. And when they're in captivity now, they weren't in the promised land anymore. There wasn't Jehovah's blessing and protection and goodness anymore. When they saw that worship for what it really was, people sacrificing their children and the children being burnt as offerings and these ugly gods with fire in their eyes and so forth. That's when the children of Israel learned the lesson that, hey, this isn't what we thought that it was going to be. And God put them there for 70 years. And when they had learned the lesson, he took them back to their land. And they say that Israel has never worshipped idols since that time. From that day to now, they've never had a problem with idols. God gave them a real good lesson. Friends, I pray we never have to learn that lesson. I pray we rather learn the lessons by faith. By taking the admonition and the exhortation and the revelation of the word. I pray God will never have to take us out of this message to go and allow us to go after the follow the lusts of our own heart. Follow our own insanity for a season. To go and experience like Nebuchadnezzar what it's like when he became like a beast. And then after a while he realized surely the Lord God does rule in heaven. And God put him back on his throne. He says, now I know there's no other God. There's no other God but Jehovah. Friends, it's a serious time we're living in. And let me say this to you clearly according to the message. It's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better as we get nearer the end. It's going to get worse. That's why the prophet says, you stay there until the inside of the inside, your soul has been changed. Until you have an anchor. Until you anchored in the word. You anchored in Christ. Until there's a spiritual anchor, something has taken place. The prophet says, because it's the most deceiving age. He says, because they have anointing. There's a seducing anointing upon them. And if you're not anchored, solid in the word. Friends, your soul, it's a precious thing. Like we showed that week, you don't want to make shipwreck of your faith. You don't want to be like Hymenaeus and Alexander that used to be in the message of the hour. Now they got some new revelation about the resurrection already being passed. And Paul says, many followed them have made shipwreck of their faith. I don't want to make shipwreck, friends. I want Jesus to be in the boat. And I want him to see me safely through right to the haven of rest at the end of the journey. I want to know Jesus is in the boat so when the storms come, we can say, Master, carest not thou that we perish? And he stands up with the power of the spoken word and he speaks to the situation in our lives. And things change. That's what I want to the end of the journey. I'm sure you want the same thing. And the best way is to have fellowship with him. Is to be satisfied with him. If you're satisfied with your wife, you're never going to go and look for somebody else. No matter the new models that may come at work, no matter how pretty they may be, no matter how seducing, if you are satisfied with your wife, you're not going to be bothered by those things. If you just have the right relationship, the right communion, the right fellowship in your home, you're not going to go and look elsewhere. Same spiritually. If Jesus is real to your soul, if he's feeding you, if he's leading you, if he's guiding you, if you're feeding on his word, if you're bringing yourself into his presence in prayer, you're never going to be seduced by these other things. Because you're going to discern straight away, this is an uncertain sound. This isn't the seventh trumpet, the angel. The seventh angel, when he begins to sound, this isn't the seventh gospel trumpet. This is another trumpet sound. You'll discern. And Jesus says, my sheep, they know my voice. And a stranger, they won't follow. So the best thing, spend as much time as you can listening to his voice. Spend as much time as you can enjoying his presence. Spend as much time as you can hiding yourself away until something changes in your soul. Until the inside has been changed. Until you anchored in him. Then when all of these seducing spirits come and these temptation comes, having done all, you'll find yourself standing. Because it's a warfare, friends. And we've come to put on the whole armor of God. We've come to be clothed in the revelation of the word. And the last thing in the armor of God is praying always. With all prayer and supplication. So that's what we desire to do this evening. Let's pray for those saints once again like we did the other week. Those that have been caught up in the snare of the devil. Those that have been led away captive by the devil into this evil error. Which if they're not careful is going to damn their souls. Not only will they miss the rapture, friends. But when they stand before the Lord on the judgment day, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. When you're worshipping some other god. And you baptize in some other name. It's a serious thing to do. And let's pray for this weekend's meetings that the Lord may really visit us. That the Lord will bless Brother Howard as he comes to bring the word. Let's pray for the meetings Brother Tom has, Brother Brian Freeborn as well from Australia. They've got meetings tonight, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Let's pray for God's richest blessings upon them. Whatever the need the Lord lays upon your heart. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's ask Brother George to come forward, sing one song. Let's stand. Let's put ourselves before the Lord before we go from here. And may the Lord continue to minister to our needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Whatever you got there, Brother John. Let's come to a short time of worship and go straight into prayer, saints. Let's not rush whatever the Lord leads you to pray for. Let's put our petitions before the Lord.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. We deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory
and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship
as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you, no one else like Jesus.
There is no one else like you. You are great, so great. There is no one else like you,
no one else like you, Lord.
There is no one else like you.
Adonai,
Adonai, Elohim.
To time of prayer.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider,
you my provider, Jesus, you are more than enough for me,
Jehovah Jireh.
You my healer.
By your stripes,
I've been set free.
Jehovah Shammah,
you are always with me, Lord. You supply. Oh my days.
You are more than enough.
Jehovah Jireh,
my provider, you are more than enough for me.
By your stripes I've been set free. Jehovah Shammah, you're always with me, Lord. You supply all my needs. You are more than enough.
Let's pray, saints. Father, we do thank you upon this night that you've given unto us an opportunity, Lord, to come to worship thee, Lord, to bring ourselves, Father, just before your throne of grace, Lord, upon this day. Father, we just love to worship thee, Lord. Father, this world that leaves us dry. Father, this world would come, Lord, to take our power, to take our strength. But Father, how we long and just desire and love to come unto thee, to nurse strength from thee. All that we need, Father, you have all that we need, Lord. And Lord Jesus, I would just look unto thee. I would just want to wait upon thee. Just want to bring it all before thee, Lord, upon this day. The saints in color, pray for each of them, Lord. Just have mercy upon us and lead us and guide us, Lord, my brethren. I pray for them, Lord. Father, lead us and guide us and help us. Grant us grace. Grant us mercy, Lord. Just let your will be done. Father, you be glorified, Father, as we look unto thee, Lord. Ancient words. Let's sing that song, saints, as we come to a close. Ancient words. The ancient paths, the Bible says, seek ye for the ancient paths, and you shall find rest for your soul. Let's stay on the ancient paths, friends.
Holy words, long preserved for our world.
Sister.
With God's own heart, let the
oh, Father, how we do thank you, Lord, upon this day for the sure promises of your word. Just pray for my sister upon this day. Father, listen to your promise you have said.
Give
Lord,
us strength.
That if we anoint the sick,
help us.
The prayer of faith shall
in this world,
save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. Father, Lord, touch my sister. Take away that inflammation, Lord. The cause, even now, Lord, we have the curse of Jesus Christ. Let the faith of blessing upon the sister. Jesus,
changing me and changing you. We have come with God's own hand. Oh, let the ancient word be. Ancient word, ever to.
Father, I pray for that again upon this sister. Thank you, Father, that you are the one who opens the doors that no one can shut. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we look after this Red Sea that you be before our brother. And Lord, we just pray, look down as you did in those days, Lord, and open this way where there would seem to be no way. Prosper my brother, Lord. Manifest yourself, show forth your glory, Lord. I ask in a bless and grant him the desires of his heart. Battles I ask. And Father, we will give you.
Oh, each faithful words of Christ, holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words in
thou seest and thou hearest this in this world. Source and the cause of this, Lord. For oh, my brother, Lord, you would come and touch him, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
what
would
be the cause, Father? We send your word against it in Jesus' name upon this day. Father, we bind and possess the gate of the
ancient world.
Father, we thank you for
the
thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, we can paint the place. We thank you for your victory, for what's within the world. I bless my brother. I pray your blessing upon him. Bless his family, Lord Jesus.
Amen. The words of our faith and your doubt.
Amen. Father, you
came to us through sacrifice. Will he be faithful?
I pray that you will Jesus, to even at this time. Oh, Jesus, I pray that Jesus, that you will visit your soul. I pray that you will touch her new body. I pray that you will restore her, Father. I pray, Lord, that you will turn her joy into laughter. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will restore grace unto her. I pray that you will take in days to
be in the situation.
What you have done for her decision.
Changing me and changing you. We have God. We open eyes.
Let
your hand. Ancient word, ancient word, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, won't let the ancient word depart. Where he will lead me, I will go. Trust him so. Will I remember? Trust for me that he was slain on Calvary. Oh, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me. Is the truest of friends to me. Oh, I remember Calvary. Oh, I delight in his command. I love to be led by his dear hand. Oh, his divine ways swear to me, hallowed by blood stained Calvary. Oh, Jesus shall lead me night and day. He lead me. Jesus shall lead me. He is the truest of friends to me. For I remember Calvary. Oh, onward I go, no doubt, no fear. Happy with Christ, my Savior near, trusting that I someday shall see Jesus, my friend of Calvary. Oh, he lead me, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me.
He is the truest of friends to me.
For I remember
Calvary.
For I remember. For I remember
Calvary.
For I remember. For I remember.
And Nachisa was sending greetings to the saints as well. She was with the saints in Vulcan in Romania. And she said the pastor there was sending greetings to the saints as well. So she's doing well. Let's keep her in prayer. Let's sing one more song. Then we ask Brother Max, please come and close for us in a word of prayer, bro.
Come out. Come in. Come out. The spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. Will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the bride say, come. He hath an ear. He hath an ear. Let him hear. Let him hear. Let him hear what the Spirit said to the church. Never fail. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Come out. Come out. Come in. Come out. The Spirit of Elijah turns us, oh, it turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the bride say, come. God's voice is calling from heaven. Come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of her sin. Her sins have reached heaven. For her sins are iniquity. Oh, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Come out, Church of Dublin. Out, come in, come out. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the bride say, come. With the Spirit and the bride say, come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. With the Spirit and the bride say, come. The Spirit and the bride say, come.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, blessed be your name, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we worship you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we give you the praise.
Hallelujah.
We give you the honor.
Yes, Lord.
We
yes,
give you
Lord.
The glory.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless
Hallelujah.
You, Lord, for tonight,
Amen.
Oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you for your word of light, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word of grace.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for your word of God that has come tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, one thing we know, that no matter the situation, oh God.
Yes.
Oh, these words of faith, oh Lord,
Amen.
That have been long preserved for us, oh God,
yes,
will never fail, oh God.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we thank you for tonight,
Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And even Father, we
Amen.
Bless you, oh Lord.
We bless
thank
you, Lord.
That, Lord,
you,
in this our day,
Amen.
We are seeing the very prophecy
Amen.
Fulfilling. That
yes.
after you have gone,
yes.
many shall come.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
After. Oh, claiming to be the Christ.
Amen.
False prophets.
Yes,
and
Lord.
They will deceive many.
Yes. Lord.
Oh, they will seduce
yes,
many.
Yeah.
But Lord, one thing we want to say, thank you.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Said something.
Hallelujah.
You said, but the elect will never
Hallelujah.
Be deceived.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, so Lord, we say,
thank
blessed
you, Lord.
Be your name.
Blessed
we
be
thank
your
you,
name,
the Lord
Lord.
Jesus. that your children will never be deceived, Lord.
Yes,
but
Lord.
Father, tonight we are not looking down upon our brethren, Lord Jesus, that have been deceived, Lord. Father,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, of God, Father, we are pleading the blood of Jesus Christ for their lives, of God.
Amen.
Father, it has to take only you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. To turn them back again, Lord.
Amen.
The truth, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we commit them into your hands.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord Jesus, you deliver them, Lord,
yes,
from the shackles of the enemy.
Amen.
Father, we know that all these journeys and jumbles that are withstanding the truth, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, you promise that the very word that they have perverted,
yes,
that very word of God, will be judgment upon them.
Amen.
Oh,
yes,
Lord Jesus,
Lord.
We
yes,
thank
yes,
you
Lord.
This evening, Lord.
Amen.
That, Lord Jesus, your word of life once again
Lord, yes, Lord.
Has come to us to bring us the awareness, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, all that we pray, the Lord Jesus,
yes,
keep
Lord.
Us in the secret of your tabernacle.
Amen.
Against all the vials of this world, God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you for our pastor, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless
thank
him,
you,
Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for our precious
Amen.
Sister.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, and
Father.
That Amen. New young
thank
man
you,
that has come.
Yes, Lord. Thank
oh,
you, Jesus.
Timothy David, you are welcome.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We, Lord thank Jesus, we lift them before you, God.
Lord.
Father,
yes,
I commit
Lord.
The parents, Lord, into your
Amen.
Hands.
Help us,
the Lord
Father.
Jesus, you grant them the wisdom, the leadership, Lord. Oh, to bring these children, oh God. God,
Hallelujah,
right
Lord.
In your
yes,
home,
Lord.
Right in your yes, presence, Lord. Oh God.
Amen.
Father, bless the family, Lord Jesus.
Please, Lord.
Bless every child in this house, oh God.
Amen.
Bless every family, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless every parents, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you for our visitors, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, bless them, oh God.
Bless them, Lord.
Oh, even the Jesus, moment that they'll be with us, oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let something, oh God, be said.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, let something be said, oh Lord.
Amen.
That to be alive, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, to take away, oh God. Father, once again,
yes, Lord.
We want to say, as we leave your presence, oh God,
yes, Lord.
We want to go with all these words, Lord.
Amen.
Words of our faith, Lord.
Amen.
Father, let us continue to meditate upon
yes,
them,
Lord.
Even in our closest, oh God.
Amen.
Father, we ask once again for Jenny Messes.
Please, Lord.
All from our various places, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Even all other road users, Lord, we commit
Amen.
Them into your
yes,
hands.
Lord.
That, Lord, keep everyone safe, Lord.
Please, Lord.
And bring each and everyone, oh God, safely onto their destinations. Lord.
Amen.
Father, once again, we commit the week into your hands.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Saturday and Sunday, oh
Amen.
Lord. Oh, we commit our brother whom is visiting us, oh Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That Father, Amen. You use him mightily, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, let the anointing be upon him, oh
Please, Lord.
Lord. The Lord Jesus, the things that we need to hear, oh God, Father.
Amen.
We
yes.
pray in this our time, oh Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, let us come with that great expectation,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Once again, we want to say thank you, Lord,
yes, Lord.
For this evening. It has Glory been a blessed time, oh Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you for your word, oh God. In Jesus' name,
Jesus
Lord, we
name.
Pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. God bless, brother. God bless you, brother. Sister Smith singing that song. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. It's not long now, friends. I see it. You see it, what's happening in America. See what's happening in Greece. Friends, the world is falling apart. I'm so glad Jesus lives down in my heart.
In the closing days of time,
oh,
watch hold the glorious hope perfold, that soon, oh, wondrous truth sublime,
oh, it's sublime,
who shall reign, King of kings and Lord of lords.
It's coming soon and soon.
It's coming soon.
Soon
it's coming
soon.
With joy we welcome His return.
It may be
night or noon, but I
around in earth and air,
oh,
hey,
hey.
Oh, they declare
that the coming of our Savior
will be forever. Soon and very soon is
coming.
Soon is coming.
Very soon. With joy, we welcome His return.
Oh, the dead in Christ who need us lie.
Come, with numbers all shall rise. When through the portals of the sky,
through the portals of the sky,
He shall come to prepare our paradise.
He's coming,
very soon, with joy, we welcome His return.
It may be
night or noon, but I know
He's coming.
Shall meet our faithful Lord. This hope
we cherish not in vain,
but we come one another by His word.
We comfort one another.
Come here.